The Music Academy of North Carolina increases access to music education in our community through school collaborations, festivals, and competitions, and they've been doing it for 32 years. What began as music educator Ivan Battle's vision and five teachers has since grown to an organization of 35 faculty instructing 1,000 students each week. Music Academy of North Carolina Executive Director and Master Teacher Kelly Burgess spoke with me on the heels of the highly successful Lessons for Life fundraising lunch for the Academy. It was attended by nearly 200 people and raised more than $40,000. When I grew up, everyone took music. Everyone was in the band or you sang in the choir. Today, not so much. How's the landscape changed over the years here locally? And any signs of any green shoots sprouting up? What's
Well, we hope to be a green shoot there.
Good.
That's our goal, and our strategic plan is to expand our impact even more in the community. We've established salaried faculty positions for that reason, and what we are trying to do is teach music not only at the Music Academy, but get it out in the community. We collaborate with more than a dozen different organizations to achieve this goal. Some of our relationships are after-school programs where our teachers will go to the ACES program after school, and they'll work with individuals wanting music education as part of their life. Or I guess it's really the parents who are wanting that education as part of their children's lives. And then we have some partnerships that are even more strategic. We have a partnership with Noble Academy and also with Piedmont School in High Point, where we are their music faculty. We send our salaried faculty teachers there, and they teach in some cases every day. We are their music curriculum. And then at Piedmont School in High Point, we teach one day a week. And so we have one teacher that goes over there and works the whole day over at Piedmont School.
I mean, it seems like as music education offerings are cut in our school system, you all are kind of filling that void in a good
way. We are hoping to fill that gap. We are. And we are helping, we're wanting to help the established music program. So we're at the schools in which they do have a music program. We have teachers that are willing to go over and help them and reinforce their program. So we could provide sectionals just to help those students hone their skills a little bit. So we are trying to really help out in the community as much as we can.
All right. Well, make your pitch. Now, we're on the elevator. I'm the head of the budget I'm going to decide whether we give more money or less money to music education and to the Piedmont Triad. Why is it so important? Why can't we just take those savings and put it into something else?
Well, I think music betters the quality of our life. It really does. It teaches us some valuable life lessons, but it's also an essential part of the human experience. And I think without that, our students they're not well-rounded. And I advocate for athletics as much as I advocate for music. I think our young people need the opportunity to decide what's right for them, because sports is not going to speak to every individual, and music is not going to speak to every individual. But if we can expose our youth to a variety of these activities and provide a well-rounded experience, we develop good people. So it's an important part of our society.
Music Academy of North Carolina Executive Director Kelly Burgess. The Music Academy's recent salaried faculty initiative has led to the creation of five new faculty positions, enabling the Academy to reach an additional 200 students per week, providing additional scholarships and inspiring more school-age students. We've been sampling from the Academy's 2013 Faculty and Friends Showcase. The Music Academy of North Carolina in Greensboro benefits students of all ages, interests, abilities, and backgrounds. You'll find out more about the performances, learning opportunities, competitions, and more on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.